Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. Right now, I have with me on the line a teacher from Hueytown Elementary School, located in Hueytown, Alabama, Cindy O'Brien. Cindy was connected with me through my lifelong friend, Jenny Bynum Odom. Jenny was part of this special parade today, and we're calling it the Hueytown Elementary School Teacher Parade. Tell us about what you feel this parade did for families, and especially those students, and then also the teachers today.
When we got word on March 13th, that we would be leaving school, we didn't have any idea that we would not be coming back. So we really never got to say goodbye that Friday to our students and to each other. We're also in a building project, so our faculty is going to be splitting between two schools next year. Not only do we not get to say goodbye to the kids, but we didn't get to say goodbye to each other. So it was really a sad time. A couple of us had the idea that we could do the parade, and even though we had the social distance, that we could do that by staying in our own cars and letting the kids know to keep that social distance, and we could safely do the parade and be able to see them and let them know how much we love them and miss them.
You're not the first teacher to describe the fact that you didn't get to say goodbye to your students in the way that you would like to. And I know that's a difficult thing. At the same time, to come up with this creative idea to wave at your students, and they made signs. I saw the signs that the children made. And it has to make you feel good that even though you're having to practice social distancing, you still have a way to interact and to connect with these kids to let them know that you care.
Right. There's no social distance that could ever take us away from each other. Our school is like a little family, and so we care for one another, the teachers for each other, and when a student has a need, you know, we all rise to meet that need. So that's just who we are.
I'm glad that the parents came out with the kids, and I could see them standing by the cars. We had one teacher that decided to come out of the sunroof and start waving. I know that was fun.
Right. We had several, and we had one of our office. I think we had about 45 cars, but it was neat to see the kids. We just kind of put it out on social media and told them the route that we would be going. It was neat to see the families out there together. And I saw quite a few tears today, even from our parents and grandparents. I think the kids, the smiles, it was worth it.
I didn't attend Hueytown Elementary, but I went to Pittman Middle School and then went to Hueytown High School. My granddad preached at Hueytown Church of Christ across from the old football stadium. So I grew up in Hueytown, and I know the community in Hueytown has a very strong connection to each other.
Well, we definitely have that in our building. There's a family atmosphere. We really focus on not just developing the kids academically, but the whole child. Socially and emotionally, that's a really big focus. We do a program called Leader in Me. We focus on teaching them good habits that they're going to need for healthy lives later on in real life situations. That's very important to us, building those relationships.
You're talking to people across the state, the country, and the world that are dealing with similar circumstances. We're all in this boat together. What is your message to people right now?
My message right now would be just to hold tight, that it's going to be all right, not to give up and not get discouraged, just keep doing what we have been asked to do, hunker down and go back and watch these videos when we need to smile and we need to uplift each other and stay in touch. We have social media through our school with our PE program, which is what I'm part of, and then a school site, and we've continued Sunday night bedtime story. We're continuing that even though we're not in school, so that we can stay in touch with our kids. So a lot of them gather around their tablets and computers, and even though we're away from each other, that's one way that we can stay together and be together and stay in touch.
I love that. Let me ask you, were y'all already doing bedtime stories before this happened?
We did them last year, and we continued them this year. And when we got out of school on the 13th, went by the wayside, and this past week, the person that's in charge of that said, we're going to continue to do that. So everybody started volunteering to read the bedtime story. And this last Sunday night, it was very well attended, but we do it each Sunday night at 7, and the kids can go on our school Facebook, and it goes live, and one of our teachers or staff members read a bedtime story.
That is so great, Cindy. Well, I want to say thank you to you and your team at Hueytown Elementary School for putting this teacher parade together. Thank you to all teachers across the state of Alabama and across the country and the world who are finding creative ways to still connect with their students in a special way, even though they can't be in the classroom together. But thank you for joining me here today on The Mark White Show, Cindy O'Brien.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Folks, we've been talking to Cindy O'Brien. She is a teacher at Hueytown Elementary School. They had the Hueytown Elementary School Teacher Parade today to let students and parents alike know that they're still there, they still care, and we appreciate that very much. If you're a teacher, thank you for your service and what you are doing right now in a difficult time. Please continue to pray for all students, teachers, and parents as we go through this together, administration, all the folks that are tied in, the staff, lunchroom people, custodians. Folks, you've been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I am your host, Mark White.
Spread a little love before your chance is gone. We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.